I had a yeast infection. My wound was severely infected. I had a yeast infection.
The interest rates were artificially dropped to absurd levels to accommodate the bankers and the bankers only. They've now destroyed the global economy. And now, without anyone getting any kind of return on their savings, there's no incentive to work or to save. So you have an outbreak of piracy all over the world. Why work when being a pirate, being a gangster, is the only way you're going to make any money? Why work when the wages are being conflated to a global 60 cents an hour? Why work if your savings, you don't get any return on your savings? So it incentivizes gangsterism around the world. And so you see pirates and gangsters all over the world. You know, these events that are happening in India this past week, I think are a direct result of the global economy shrinking down in size due to the fraudulent practices of the global banking system.
Who can you all? MIA. Organic.
When the freedom without a river stream. Women go fishing, we catching a brim. When the river's on, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some D. When the freedom without a river stream. Women go fishing, we catching a brim. When the river's on, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some D.
Call me Wally, this is our map. I wear my NRL baseball cap. Bad man of my team, if you know what I mean. To be the captain, that's my dream.
My name is Keith from McKinney Street. I walk and still still beat the beat. When the crow's here, I shake a leg. This is my rhyme and that's what I said.
Righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God.
That's good.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness.
He keeps repeating himself.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Money, money, money.
I had a yeast infection. Yeast infection. My wound was severely infected.
Hello, I'm a lesbian. I'm a food allergic lesbian named Madge Weinstein. Fuck you. I'm insane. I don't know why I said fuck you. That was very Tourette-ish.
I had a yeast infection.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Instead of kisses,
we get kicked. It's a hard knock life. Got no folks to speak of, so it's a hard knock roll. We hold
cotton blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's easier than putting up a fight. No one's there when you dream and I get creepy. No one cares if you grow or if you shriek. No one cries when your eyes get wet and weepy. Rotten, smelly life. Full of sorrow life. No tomorrow life. Santa Claus we never see. Santa Claus, what's that? Who's he? No one cares for you. I'm sick. When you're in an orphanage. It's a hard knock life. Yank the whiskers from her chin. Jab her with a safety pin. Make her drink a Mickey pin. I love you, Miss Hannigan.
I had a yeast infection.
Anyway, it wasn't supposed to stop there. I guess I had the buttons ranged wrong. Anyway, I don't think anybody's complaining that the song ended prematurely. Oh my God. Oh my goddess. Oh my lesbian. Anyway, in an hour I'm meeting Justin. We have to go over some things. And
you shithead, where are my pills? That bitch can afford it. She's got another couple grand coming for this one. Can't you at least give me my fucking pills?
All around the whole world, I know a chair will force her ass cunt. Chair will thaw it, twas no fun. Pop goes the pearl lips. $2.99 for a plate of shrimp. $2.99, fix the rectum. That's the way the money goes. Pop goes the pearl lips.
So I was just listening to Auntie Vera, your Auntie Vera Charles's 57th anniversary, and it sucked. No, I'm kidding, actually. I realized how little effort I put into my 200th. Why is it that people like to throw themselves parties and I don't? I just prefer to feel guilty. I mean, pitiful. Pitiful. Anyway, who cares? Congratulations for Vera. She's on that fucking cruise. I can't wait till she comes back and she can be depressed as me, even though I'm not depressed, really. Just a bit bloated, so I wanted to finish a thought before I throw the rest of this show down the river, which is where this one has already been and shall continue to go. Therefore, it is, and therefore it is. Prolapse twice. No, I wasn't reading that. Let's see. So what Max was alluding to is that we've reached a criminal economy. We have reached an economy in which, note my silent H, in which you only can work. There's no point to work because you don't really get paid. And if you get paid, you get fired and you don't really get insurance. You get screwed and everything's fucked anyway. And if you work, you get, you know, you can make some money. Sure, maybe you can put some food on the table. Yeah, maybe if you're lucky, you'll get some insurance, but you'll be broke and you won't be able to save money. How do you make money? You rip people off. That's how you make money in this economy. And no, I'm not exaggerating. You know, Hank Paulson said with President Bush, who, by the way, I noticed has the same nose as Hugo Chavez, which is weird. But maybe they're related distantly. And by the way, fuck Tom Brokaw for comparing Eleanor Roosevelt to Laura Bush so blatantly on the show today. What a piece of crap. He's over. Anyway, so I have a vagina. My name is Madge Weinstein. Lips, lips, lips. Loose lips can sink ships. Ships. Speaking of pirate ships. So anyway, so, you know. So Hank Paulson says, you know, the first time we needed to bail out the banks because there were no more lines of credit for business. And Congress bought it and American public bought it. Oh, you know, you need to be able to borrow money. Well, I say why? You know, just because businesses are in the habit of borrowing money and not living on cash doesn't mean they have to. For example, Hearst Publications does not ever borrow money. They only run on a cash system. So if they run out of money, they don't run out of money. That's the whole point. So if they're running out of cash, they close something or they, you know, they stop doing something. They don't borrow, period. That's what Hearst does. You know, instead of correcting, you know, our behavior, we fed into it. Now, what's even more appalling is that Paulson was on the steps of the Capitol or some fucking building. I don't know, the douche house. And he was said that the bailout for Citibank was needed in order to stimulate consumer lines of credit because consumers aren't able to spend enough to stimulate the economy. Now, isn't that the most insane shit? Because directly, the shortest memory on earth the American public has, Yoda. And it's amazingly, brilliantly, ridiculously, you know, we think we got smart by electing Obama. Well, we did a good thing. But Americans are still fucking dumb as hell to buy into this bullshit because, hello, you know, right as it's being explained how the crisis happened with the mortgages, that people were given loans that they couldn't afford to pay back. Henry Paulson is saying on the steps of the Capitol or with the douche house, he's saying, we need more money from taxpayers to lend it so that banks can lend it to people who won't be able to pay it back, which is exactly what we just did. So that is why I played the Max clip. That is exactly why I agree with Max, and that what you have to do is how do you make money in this economy? By working? No. You make money by getting a line of credit for $25,000. You take it all out, and you know perfectly well you're not going to pay it back, and then the taxpayers will bail it out. Is it ethical? No. But is it the way you make money in this current economy, the way that this economic system is set up with all the crooks? Yes. That's how people make money today, and it's been going on for years, and it's only now starting to catch up with us, and the poor people don't fucking know it. The rich people know it, now we're feeding the system. But this has been a criminal economy for a long time. Anyway, that's the point I wanted to make.
I had a yeast infection.
Let's see. That's it. That's it. Now I have one thing to do. I'm going to call Cheryl. If she's not there, then this show's over. I think. Because she's an idiot. Oh, let me see. Hello? Oh. I know this is about the time she skeezes on the internet. So she's not going to answer. Don't make me fucking edit. You better answer. What a fucking cunt. Okay, so I had to cut that out of the show. Let me do it now before I forget. Christ on a vagina. All right, so I've edited it, so now I'm good. I'm good to go. Let's see. Let's see. Who else can I lapse dial? Let's see. We talk to Andy every day. I don't think we need to talk to him. Who is this? Is this the Wayne that it never is there? I'll try him once more. He never answers, and then he always has some cockamamie excuse. But this is the last time I'm ever trying to call you, Wayne. Ever. On Skype, at least.
Hello.
Hello, Wayne.
Hello.
This is Madge. You're being recorded for my program. I need to tell you this.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing, Wayne?
I'm fine, Madge. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm good. Actually, my hemorrhoid's finally gone. The Proctozone just worked wonders.
Well, that's fantastic.
Uh-huh. This is the first time I've spoken to you, isn't it? Or is it?
The first or second.
Oh. You don't remember either.
It's been a while.
You know, do you remember the first time I saw your little code name, which I don't know what you mean. It starts with WH, because those are your initials, and I thought it was Cheryl. Whore hole.
Right, right. I made that connection way too late.
Now, I'm not going to press this issue, but have you heard about Cheryl being very upset that you got me an iPod and not her?
Yes, I have.
Well, are you going to buy her one? Please don't. But I have promised I'd ask, but please don't.
Well, she'll eventually get something.
Oh, that really? That's nice.
Something.
You're a very generous person.
Maybe herpes or something. I don't know.
Oh, herpes? I think she already has herpes. Maybe a nice genital fungus.
You know, she just needs to understand the circumstances under which, you know, all of that happened.
Why does she need to understand anything? She just needs to be jealous and hate. That's all I care about.
Well, okay. Works for you. Works for me.
Yeah. It sure do. So I was just doing a show. I don't normally record at this hour. I usually record later so I can call the Cheryl. I tried calling the Cheryl. She wasn't there. But I'm glad I got you. But the reason I did the show is because, well, mainly because I was napping and then I couldn't sleep. And then I had an appointment with Justin, and he called in late. So I was listening to Karma Bank, and Max was talking about the economy and how it's a criminal, you know, basically in order to survive in this economy, you have to be a criminal, and how it's moving towards piracy and giant theft auto. What do you do, Wayne, for a living? Do you mind saying or no?
I'm a consultant for a large computer firm here in the U.S. Actually, we have operations worldwide.
Okay. Well, don't give away your... You don't need to give away... I don't want you to give away the identity of the company. Cause...
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it.
Oh, okay. But if you give too many more hints, you might.
Yeah, I know. But basically, I'm a systems architect. So I sit down and talk with customers and try to transition them over to our services and take a look at what they've got and take a look at what we've got and say, okay, well, your stuff will fit in. Your 400 servers will fit inside of 40 of ours. So,
oh, so you do big stuff.
Yeah. So here's the $1 million contract. You sign sign off on that, and we'll get started on that right away.
Oh, my God. That's pretty amazing.
But
it's a respectable line of work, though. I like that. You're making money off of big companies, and that's a good thing, I think.
Well, and I also make money doing.
And you give it to me, more importantly.
Right.
And not to Cheryl.
And I get to do what I like to do. I mean, you know, this is my hobby.
Are you making something in the microwave?
One of my roommates is.
How many roommates do you have? Why do you need roommates when you're making all that money?
Well,
could you send it to me?
Somebody's got to keep East Radio up and going.
Okay. Yeah, it's actually the sound effects are probably my microwave going off on my podcast that you're playing, right?
That was actually the microwave here. Let me see if I can sequester myself.
Sequester yourself. What in the Christ does that mean?
Find a more quiet location.
Oh no, it's okay. I don't care. I just thought it was funny. So, what do you think about the bailout of Citibank? Because I was just talking about this on the show, which is kind of redundant for those people listening. But basically, you have Hank Paulson on the streets, on the steps of some the douche house or something. Last week, saying that we need to bail out Citibank in order to, because there are no more consumer lines of credit, and the consumers need credit because they're not spending anything, which is not stimulating the economy. And I thought, my God, this is ridiculous. You know, here we've been talking about how, you know, this supposedly the mortgage crisis, you know, the subprime crisis was started because we had all these people who were given loans that even though they knew they couldn't pay them back and the banks knew they couldn't pay them back. And that's exactly why Hank Paulson is saying we need to give $300 billion or whatever it is to Citibank to do the exact same thing. Isn't that amazing?
I do believe that that is the true definition of
crazy
dementia. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Doing the same things twice and expecting different results.
Right, doing the same thing over and over and over, and expecting a different result than you obtained the first time.
Right.
And I have worked in several financial institutions, and I can tell you that. That more regulation is definitely needed.
What was your capacity? Were you in systems?
I was in systems, but I was high enough that I saw, you know, most of the people are below the shit storm. They don't see they don't see it flying.
Right.
I was high enough up that I got hit in the back of the head a couple of times.
You mean the bullshit? Are you talking about the bullshit storm?
Yeah.
Like, give me an example of what you're talking about, please.
Just vendors trying to come in and fleece the bank. Vendor A comes in and says, "Well, we can do what you want to do for this much money, but it's going to cost you, you know, you're going to have this package and this package and this package." And then vendor B comes in and lowballs them, but vendor B's solution is shit. And then I end up putting in 4 or 5 or 6, you know, 50 or 60 hour weeks in a row just to make Vendor B's solution viable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not getting paid for it, but somebody in the bank is losing money for it. So if
so what you're saying is there's a lot of waste, basically. But that doesn't I mean, that sounds like a lot of waste and a lot of wasted money. It doesn't particularly sound like corruption, though, directly.
No, and thank goodness I have not directly witnessed any corruption, because the way my conscience works, I would have to have gone to Fed.
Well, except for what about Cheryl? I mean, she's certainly corrupt with what she does with the daycare centers. You don't report that, do you?
No, but that's none of my business. I don't work for one of her daycare centers.
Of course your business. It's what she's doing to humankind. It kind.
This is true.
So I have also another bit of news. Guess what? This is gossip, even though you won't care, but you might. So it turns out that I was talking to some of the gals that go to the gym. And it turns out that they had to escort 4 lesbians out of the steam room for eating pussy.
I heard that.
Did I already say that?
In the show you did with Rachel's mom.
Did I already say that? Oh, my God. See, this is the problem. The shows are so long, I can't even listen to them. I have to erase that, then. I hate when I repeat myself. Fuck. Damn it, I thought that was a scoop.
But I do think that's very interesting. I'm sure that we have a lot of that type of thing that goes on in the gyms that are 50 miles from where I live.
Where do you live?
I live. You know how the Meltonian lives pretty much out in the middle of nowhere in the grand state of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well, I live pretty much out in the middle of nowhere on the east coast of North Carolina.
Oh. Near, like, what? Near what big city?
I'm actually near Pilot Mountain, Mount Airy.
Well, I've never fucking heard of that. Is it near the water?
You never saw, oh, God.
Cape Fear?
Not Cape Fear. It was the Andy Griffith Show. And they were always talking about, yeah, they were always talking about...
Penis Mountain?
Yeah.
Andy Mountain?
Mount Pilot. Well, Mount Pilot is actually a real mountain range, and it's called Pilot Mountain, and it's about 10 miles from me.
So you're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much. But unlike Andy, I do get out of the house.
And your roommate's gay, too?
No.
Do they know that you're a homosexual?
Oh, they know.
Oh.
They are perfect. They are painfully aware of that fact.
Isn't that depressing, living in the middle of nowhere like that? I guess you're used to it.
Well, actually, I lived in Raleigh for several years, and there are 3 very large colleges in that area.
Yeah.
So they call it the tri. You know.
Yeah, my sister lives in Cary.
Yeah, they call it RTP, and that was much nicer. And I also lived in Atlanta for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would much rather go back to Raleigh. I think the gay community was much stronger actually in the Raleigh area than it was in Atlanta.
And everything's fried. And I like the barbecue.
Well, you see, in North Carolina, you have really 3 main types of barbecue. Don't know if you want me to go down this road.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
But
definitely, you know, not.
Western is the best. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure, get lots.
I'm sure that people will be angry. My food-obsessed majority of listeners will be angry, especially Andy. But, you know, he can talk to you privately or on his own show and find out about more food that he can eat.
Right.
Yeah, have you ever been in Chicago?
I have not.
Oh, okay. You know, I had a visitor this weekend, so not visiting the house, but I met somebody who listens to the show. His name is Trevi. He's a tranny. And he came to take his mother to see Wicked. And so that was nice. I got to visit her. And that's it. Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. Life's great. Life's exciting. Actually, it's not that bad now that my hemorrhoid's back up where it belongs.
Yeah, that seemed to be... That hemorrhoid gave you a lot of material.
You know, but don't you think it kind of was, it wore it out a little? Don't you think maybe a little?
I think you may have pushed it just a little.
Mm-hmm. Back in. You know what? I think I'm going to play Up Where We Belong for the end of this show. Let me make a note of that. I got to find that song. Up Where, because I like the James Cocker version. Is that Cocker? Is it James Cocker?
I think so.
I don't know his first. Joe Cocker.
Yeah, okay.
Cocker. Hold on. Let me say something while I look for this song. Let's see. I'm not going to buy it on iTunes because you can't. It's so fucked. You can't fucking do shit with it on iTunes. No. So I got to buy it from fucking. Oh, yeah, there's a zillion of them. Let's see. You're not going to hear this, but. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's definitely what we're going to play. So now I got to. How can you tell if on iTunes, like, which ones are not copy protected when you download them? How do you tell?
Usually, what I do is I will, if they're not, you can convert them into an MP3 file and then look at the MP3 file and see if it's protected.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy it unless it isn't. That, you know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure that. I don't use iTunes.
What do you use? You have a Zinio whatever it's called? A Zinio?
I use Rhapsody, which is probably even worse. But at least if I use Rhapsody and I want to listen to the thing on, to the song on.
Lapsody?
Yeah.
Lapsody?
Rhapsody.
Lapsody.
Rhapsody.
Lapsody.
Yeah.
Like lapse, like prolapse in blue.
Right, Rhapsody.
Lapsody.
Rhapsody.
Lapsody.
Right.
Right. Hold on, I'm downloading this.
So,
it's 99 cent. You know, and I have a fungus on my vagina now to take the place of. I'm at least I haven't talked about this yet. I know because I just developed it, but at least. At least I can talk about something wrong with me, because a fungus is easy to get rid of. You just use... hold on. They almost started the song. So I bought the song. It's already downloaded. So I have a fungus on my vagina, and you know why? Do you know why?
Maybe because the proctosome killed some of the natural antibodies that are supposed to be there.
Actually, that's a strong possibility, but it's not as interesting as the one I was going to suggest. But you know what? I did look at the side effects, and that's one of them because it's cortisone. And like Rachel says, you're not supposed to shove it up your ass unless, you know, your Reiki specialist tells you to. So it got rid of the thing, but then, yeah, one of the side effects is possible fungal growth, and I hate to say it, but yeast. And I couldn't find any yogurt at the local convenience store, so I had to use this, you know, you ever hear this gynolotrimin? Gynolotrimin?
I've heard of it.
Gyna is short for vagina. It's really embarrassing. This shit for your pussy is so embarrassing, and your ass is so embarrassing to buy. Why can't it be subtle like Depends? Why do they have to be like, shove this in your cunt? H. Proctosone. Give me a break. But so anyway, so I think what happened is I think I got a fungus from wearing the same panties at the gym 2 days in a row.
Well, that'll do it.
Yeah, and I think it's because my vagina smelled so bad, and I said, you know, my vagina smells bad today, but I'll wear these panties anyway because I really don't, you know, want to skip my class, and I don't want to wear something that would let my lips hang out.
Do you shower at the gym?
I do, but see, I think that's the other problem is that I could, because I shower and I also sit in the steam room, I think in the steam room I could have caught some fungus there, especially since evidently women were eating each other out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well,
you know what I mean? I mean, I wasn't, but I had my lips. At one point, my lips did touch the tile.
That could be an issue. It also could be, you know, when you're putting on your panties, if you let your feet touch your panties before you put them on.
Well, I don't do that.
Okay.
I mean, usually I can get my legs through the holes. They're big enough.
I just know people that keep getting, like, you know, types of infection, like duck itch, and it's like, well, you know, I understand. I shower every day and wear
panties. So how do they get
panties.
It?
Well, it's because they have the athlete's foot, and they when
you mean you can get athlete's foot on your pussy?
Well, you can. It
you can kind of get to your pussy. Maybe that's how I got it.
You can get it onto your panties.
Athlete's gyne.
Then when you pull your panties up, the bacteria connect there.
But that's weird. I mean, like, are you sure it's not from maybe sitting Indian style with your ankle up your, not ankle, the heel, you know, because sometimes if I'm naked and I do meditation, I sit, you know, cross-legged in like a lotus position, except with my ankles. I can't really get into lotus position. So one of my ankles goes at my vagina because I got loose lips, which could sink ships.
Well, do you have the athlete's foot?
Like the Somali pirates. I don't have athlete's foot, but I don't really look at my feet, so maybe I do.
That's a definite possibility.
I have athlete's cunt.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I think we would refer to that as jock itch, even.
No, it's not jock itch when you're a woman.
Well, but you're a lesbian, so.
That doesn't matter. We don't have jocks. You don't see lesbians running around with jocks unless they have a strap on. You really need to get out more.
I know.
You don't understand lesbians enough. Where's the song I just... The other problem I have is I have these tiny bugs in the house. They're not like sexual bugs. They don't even fit in my pussy, but they're like these little mites. And it's a problem in the building, but I don't want to have the gynecologist come. I mean, the exterminator come because of Trotsky. So I'm just going to try and figure out a way that I can... you know, arrange this where I can take him away and, you know, stay with him somewhere else for a few days while it gets exterminated because I'm very sensitive. What did you do for Thanksgiving? Why did I say that?
I did absolutely nothing with my family because I made the determination this year that if they are not going to accept me and they're not going to...
Oh, they don't accept you.
Well, some of them do, some of them don't. Some of them say they do behind my back, but I just said, you know what?
Yeah.
Fuck them. So there was a certain special friend that called, and he was like, I want you to come spend the night with me, and so I did.
Is this an FB?
There's some emotion that's coming in there, and it's kind of...
So will you pay him, is what you're saying?
as I was saying,
emotion, money, same thing.
Yeah, there's, you know, it was fine. We were fuck buddies. Everything was fine, and now it's like, you know, there's some mutual relation. There's some mutual emotion, and
so you weren't alone for Thanksgiving.
Pardon? No, I was not alone, thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. I don't know. Did I do a show since my Thanksgiving? Did I? I don't think so. My last show was with Rachel, but that was, what, Wednesday night? Posted it Thursday, but yeah, that was before Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I spent it with the drug addicts. You know, we have a recovery club.
At the Rec Room. I think I did hear you talking about
Yeah, that. And... I didn't know I said the name of the place. Ugh, I'm in such a mess.
Okay, and now I've said it.
Yeah,
now
we're but anyway, it's not bad, really. But anyway, so... And three of us brought our dogs, so Trotsky was there, and it was very fun. And I was very happy to have Trotsky, because, you know, I'm so codependent with him that when I'm away for an extended period of time and he's home alone, I just can't... I just feel depressed, because I feel sad. And then... The two friends of mine brought their dogs along. And then I said, I'll go get Trotsky. And he just sat in my lap because he was afraid of Ludwig's or Helena's French bulldog. But that's okay.
You know, I have a friend. I have a very good friend that I've known.
Another FB?
No, this is a woman that used to...
With a Y?
With a what? Well, I don't know with a why.
Okay, so she might be straight. Okay.
She's straight. I know she's straight. She has a daughter that's about my age.
Uh-huh.
But she has a...
fungus?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you're not that close, so she didn't tell you about her fungus.
She has a chihuahua.
Oh, okay.
A little tiny chihuahua that's the sweetest thing.
Uh-huh.
But she also has...
A yeast infection?
Well, I'm sure she had a few of them.
I had a yeast infection.
But, she's going to kill me now because I can't think of the name of these dogs that she rescues. But she rescues great, big, huge dogs that usually have the bad reputations.
Really?
Not the Doberman and not the Pitbull, but the...
German Shepherd?
The Rottweiler.
Oh, yeah.
And she has two Rottweilers staying with her right now that the Chihuahua totally just walks right over them and does whatever she wants.
Well, they must be somewhat trained. I mean, they can't be completely wild and they can't be abused, because if they were, they wouldn't.
One of them has been in this house for quite some time, so she's had time to be, you know, spoiled to death. The other, when she first came in, she was very aggressive towards the other two dogs. But my friend is very good with working with dogs and was able to fairly quickly work that out of them.
You know, that reminds me of a story. This is a terrible story, but I can't remember who told it to me, but they were in the veterinary clinic. And they witnessed it, you know, it was the emergency vet clinic, you know, and there's only one in Chicago for like in the middle of the night. And so they were waiting because I don't know what happened to their dog, but they witnessed these two lesbians who had gone on a date. And while it was their first date, these two lesbians, you know, like me. But these two gigantic lesbians went on a date. They left their dogs together and one ate the other dog.
Oh my God.
The one lesbian ate the other lesbian's dog. Can you believe that? Well, it didn't eat it. I'm exaggerating, but it killed it.
What kind of dogs were they?
I really don't know, but it made me so sick I couldn't listen to the story anymore. But what you said reminds me of it. I don't think it's very... I hope she doesn't leave them alone. That just makes me nervous.
No. When she brings a new dog into the house, until she knows how the dog's going to behave, the dog has its own little area that it has to stay in.
That's good. All right, Wayne. Well, it was very nice talking to you, and I'm going to play my song for my hemorrhoid now, and then I have to go meet Justin at the Gay Lesbian Center.
All right. Well, Whole Foods. I wanted to let you know that there are some flake bars coming your way.
Really?
Really.
When?
Maybe this week.
Have you mailed them yet or no?
They mailed last week.
Okay, can you hold on 1 second? I need to tell you something after I put this song on and end the program.
Sure, okay.
1 second. Let's see. So everyone, this is the song about my prolapse. Going back to where it belonged, my anal prolapse, also known as hemorrhoid, and it's Joe Cocker and Ann Warren or something. It's about my hemorrhoid. Oh, this is one of those songs from the 80s where it has an introduction, so I'll just talk over it and... You know, I'm just glad to have Roidy back where it belongs, up inside me.
Who knows what tomorrow brings? In a world few hearts survive.
All I know is the way I feel. When it's real, I keep it alive. As long there are mountains in our way, but we climb a stair every day. The lift is up where we belong, where the eagles cry on the as
long. There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Love lifts us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lifts us up where we belong, far from the world we know, where the clear wind blows. Time goes by, no time to cry. Lies you and I a lot day. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong, up from the wild we know, where the clear winds blow. Love lift us up where we belong, where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Love lift us up where we belong.
My wound was severely infected.